O fortune, fortune, all men call thee fickle. If thou art fickle, what dost thou with him that is renowned for faith? Be fickle, fortune, for then I hope thou wilt not keep him long, but send him back.
Enter Mother.
Ho, daughter, are you up?
Who is that calls? It is my lady mother. Is she not down so late or up so early? What unaccustomed cause procures her hither?
Why, how now, Juliet?
Madam, I am not well.
Evermore weeping for your cousin's death? What, wilt thou wash him from his grave with tears? And if thou couldst, thou couldst not make him live, therefore have done. Some grief shows much of love, but much of grief shows still some want of wit.
Yet let me weep for such a feeling loss.
So shall you feel the loss, but not the friend which you weep for.
Feeling so the loss, I cannot choose but ever weep the friend.
Well, girl, thou weep'st not so much for his death as that the villain lives which slaughtered him.
What villain, madam?
That same villain, Romeo.
Juliet aside.
Villain and he be many miles asunder. God pardon him. I do, with all my heart. And yet no man like he doth grieve my heart.
That is because the traitor murderer lives.
Aye, madam, from the reach of these my hands. Would none but I might venge my cousin's death.
We will have vengeance for it, fear thou not. Then weep no more. I'll send to one in Mantua, where that same banished runagate doth live, shall give him such an unaccustomed dram that he shall soon keep Tybalt company. And then I hope thou wilt be satisfied.
Indeed, I never shall be satisfied with Romeo till I behold him, dead. Is my poor heart so for a kinsman vexed? Madam, if you could find out but a man to bear a poison, I would temper it, that Romeo should, upon receipt thereof, soon sleep in quiet. Oh, how my heart abhors to hear him named and cannot come to him, to wreak the love I bore my cousin upon his body that hath slaughtered him.
Find thou the means, and I'll find such a man. But now I'll tell thee joyful tidings, girl.
And joy comes well in such a needy time. What are they, beseech your ladyship?
Well, well, thou hast a careful father, child, one who, to put thee from thy heaviness, hath sorted out a sudden day of joy that thou expects not, nor I look not for.
Madam, in happy time, what day is that?
Marry, my child, early next Thursday morn, the gallant young and noble gentleman, the county Paris at St. Peter's Church, shall happily make thee there a joyful bride.
Now by St. Peter's Church, and Peter too. He shall not make me there a joyful bride. I wonder at this haste, that I must wed, ere he that should be husband comes to woo. I pray you tell my lord and father, madam, I will not marry yet, and when I do, I swear it shall be Romeo, whom you know I hate, rather than Paris. These are news indeed.
Here comes your father. Tell him so yourself, and see how he will take it at your hands.
Enter Capulet and Nurse.
When the sun sets, the earth doth drizzle dew. But for the sunset of my brother's son, it rains downright. How now, a conduit girl? What, still in tears? Evermore showering? In one little body thou counterfeits a bark, a sea, a wind. For still thy eyes, which I may call the sea, do ebb and flow with tears the bark thy body is. Sailing in this salt flood, the winds, thy sighs, who raging with thy tears and they with them, without a sudden calm will overset thy tempest-tossed body. How now, wife? Have you delivered to her our decree?
Aye, sir, but she will none. She gives you thanks. I would the fool were married to her grave.
Soft, take me with you. Take me with you, wife. How will she none? Doth she not give us thanks? Is she not proud? Doth she not count her blessed, unworthy as she is, that we have wrought so worthy a gentleman to be her bride?
Not proud you have, but thankful that you have. Proud can I never be of what I hate, but thankful even for hate that is meant love.